Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, and it's so richly deserved, too, Mr. Humble. And welcome back, folks. 34 after the hour. You know, ladies and gentlemen, this is October. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And for many, many years now, since I first realized that that I started realizing that a number of the women in my brain trust had breast cancer. Sometimes I was right there when the diagnosis came in, and sometimes I heard about it afterwards. So besides the women in my own life, in my personal life, who've had breast cancer, and all of them have survived. I've got all these other women in the brain trust who have. And so today we're going to celebrate the survivors and the lost of breast cancer. Leslie Grossman is here. Leslie's joining us in New York. She's a 15-year member of our brain trust. Leslie, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
I'm going east to west here, folks.
Meet the other ladies.
I'm going east to west. Joan Pride is in Washington, D.C. She is a 21-year member of our brain trust. God bless her. She's been putting up with me for that long. And we love each other in a weird way. Joan, welcome back.
I like the way you put that, Jim. You're absolutely right.
That's right. And we're glad to have you, Joan. And Karen Cortell-Reisman is a 17-year member of our brain trust. She joins us from Dallas, Texas. Karen, welcome back.
It's my pleasure. I am thrilled to be with all these great women and with you.
Yeah, I'm so proud of you guys for coming back and for all that you do. I know a little bit about your stories. Joan and I know more about Joan's story than I do the other two, but I know what how heroic they have been, not only in their survivorship, but also in their testimony, the way they give back, the way they help women make sure that they get the message about what you've got to do to survive. Joan, you've been with me the longest, and I'm not sure. I suspect maybe you've been a survivor the longest. I know you go back to what 2002. When did you start?
No, actually 2000, and I got my diagnosis moments before I was supposed to go on the air with you. And in fact, I think I called you and said, "Jim, I can't go on the air."
We called you that morning to go on the air that Thursday morning at 8:06. And you had literally just hung the phone up from the doctor, and of course I said, "Go take care of yourself," and I did the hour by myself. But I couldn't remember. So that's been 20 years, probably right about now. So, Joan, the question I was going to ask is, are you concerned about how this coronavirus has affected women in getting themselves checked? Are you concerned that this may be one of the unfortunate results of all this?
Yes, I've been very worried about it because if you read some of the press, people are afraid, and understandably so, to go get medical treatment for other things because of their fear of getting the coronavirus. So, yeah, that is definitely top of mind.
Well, or Leslie, the other thing is, how many times have we all, is it all of our natures to say, yeah, I got this problem, but you know what? I can't really go get it checked out because I could get coronavirus. And it's sort of like an excuse not to get it checked out. What do you think, Leslie?
Well, that is true. And but I think that what women have to realize that, it depends on what state you're in now, you know, how the virus, how it's affecting the hospitals. But in the states that have the virus under control, at least they have set it up so that you can enter through different areas. They've kept things safe. And so women really have to check it out with their doctor, with their hospitals. It is much safer than many women realize. And it is important that you get checked out. And certainly self-exam is urgent.
Absolutely.
Self-exam is urgent.
And Karen, I know Joan's story. Her husband, Ray, was he bugged the heck out of her till she got checked out. What do you think about all this, Karen?
At one point during my journey, which was 8 years ago, the radiologist said, "You're a poster child." And I thought, well, if you think about that, you think, who wants to really be a poster child? Something's gone awry. And I said, tell me more. And he goes, "You're a poster child for mammography." Because for me, I went into a regular annual mammogram, and that's how my story begins. And so my thought is, yeah, coronavirus has made it even more challenging, but I think people forget to do this anyway.
You're probably right.
Go get your mammogram.
Get
no
checked.
What.
And guys, if you think your lady has got an issue, stay on top. Don't let her stop. Not go. Don't let her wait. Get checked out. 20 till the hour. Right back with Leslie and Joan and Karen. It's Breast Cancer Awareness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.